Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Our very good friend JR, the weather ferret, aka Captain Fluffy.
Captain Fluffy.
How you going, Captain?
Oh, Captain's good. It's always exciting when it talk about the weather.
That's exactly right. It's exciting to have you in the studio too, because we asked you to come down about, what, once a year?
We did last year, remember. We was in the other studio at the front.
Yeah, we've now got you to the flash one. This is a fancy new one.
And we get all things like this thanks to our generous supporters who donate at times like this.
That's exactly right. Now, JR, we can't have you in without asking about the weather. So?
Well, there has been plenty of weather, as you probably know.
Yeah, beautiful weekend as well, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's probably one of the warmest weekends since April.
Oh, we had to put on so much sun cream this weekend for being outside the athletics.
Cream?
And
sunscreen?
Sun
I mean,
cream?
Sun cream?
What did
or
I say?
This is cream.
Sun cream.
Sunscreen.
Anyway. Oh, by the way, we got 32.2.
Oh, brilliant.
So that was the first hot day since the 33.2 on October the 15th, because that's only two this spring.
Wow. Mm. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
No, I prefer it when it's cold.
I think some people will probably be very happy with the weather we've had. We've had a lot of rain, and Perth Gardens are looking terrific.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We will get summer.
Yeah,
but it has also—it's been very wet. Have we broken any rain records?
Yes,
this month?
Talking about that last Tuesday, Perth recorded 40.4. We had all these embedded thunderstorms. Now some people got rain.
Mm.
Perth Airport had one. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No rain at all.
So we got 40 as of last Tuesday. What's our average for the month?
The average is 22.5.
So
we've gone over that, but we haven't broken the record we've broken the record for the daily fall, because the previous one was in 1956.
Oh, wow.
So that's gone. But last year, as you remember, and I think I told you last time, we had 92 mils last year on 10 days. So
that was
the record
you remember
breaker.
That.
Of course he does.
Of course. Yeah. You know what astounds me is we talk to you, and sometimes we do it over the phone, and Beck and I think, oh, yeah, some of these stats, you must be looking at a bit of paper. We've been talking for about, 2.5 minutes, and not once have you looked down at your notes because your screen's still blank. So these are all off the top of your head.
We try to do that. We have a quick, I think politicians are pretty good at doing that.
But also, do you know what I can't believe is this month? We've had hail a couple of times.
Yes. We did. Vic Park actually had hail. I know that, and several other suburbs, because actually Perth recorded 100,000 lightning strikes in that little storm.
Wow,
that is
crazy.
Because
at the airport, they've actually got a detector that can actually count the strikes.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
So there's not a little man there going, one, two.
They don't pay you to do that?
No.
Wouldn't that be your dream job, Jack?
Yeah, that'd be a dream job, wouldn't it, counting the lightning strikes.
And what about temperatures in Kalgoorlie? Are they dropping?
Well, they did for a little while. They went to, 13.5?
Is it?
And that was a new record. That was an 82-year record.
Oh, wow.
The previous record was in 1939 when they had 13.5. Sorry, 13.9.
Mm.
So, yeah, a bit of a record. I have one of my followers in Kalgoorlie, and they were rapt with it because they don't like the heat.
Then why would you live in Kalgoorlie?
Yeah, exactly.
They like the heat.
Yeah, it's a bit of a chop and change with their weather. One day it's warm, and then it's cold, and it's all over the place. Well, the weather's been like that really for this spring. It's been, by the way, it's been our wettest spring for 48 years.
Oh,
we've had 226.2 mils of rain over 29 days. Yeah, I haven't looked at the screen yet. JR the Weather Ferret would like to just say thank you to all the wonderful Sunshine listeners.
And we want to say a massive thanks to you as well, because you come on here and you support us not only with your finances, but also with your time, JR.
That's not a problem. I love what I do, because Jay, the weather ferret, loves his weather and he likes to go on air.
Now, our theme is hope all day, every day. Where do you draw daily hope from, JR?
Probably from myself and others. Mm. And not the news, of course. Probably in myself, because I'm sort of a very positive person in myself. And being positive is one of the most important things that you should be
or
can be or you Yeah.
What's your hope looking towards next year? What's your hope for 2022?
Well, there's a couple of things, caveats going on at the moment. And, of course, we've had a pretty, not so much WA, but the worldwide is the COVID-19. And I really hope that it doesn't come to WA because we just don't want to lose anybody.
Mm.
So, of course, Mark McGowan has done a terrific job and he's going to keep us safe. So, yeah. And probably we should do the right thing and take the jab and hopefully it doesn't spread anymore. It's, yeah, that's the main thing. And everyone to get back to normal again, have a normal life, keep a job.
Yeah.
Because you need your money to live.
That's true.
Yeah. And basically what I like to think is let's be nice to each other, like the old days, you know, and that's most important. Caring. It's most important.
It really
thing.
Is.
Yeah.
JR, thank you so much for taking
That's
the time
right.
and coming in to have a chat with us live in studio
yeah,
for this
been great.
Radiothon.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And thank you again, Sunshine listeners. You've done a wonderful job and continue.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.